I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a healthy and freilach Purim, and may all be zoche to enjoy from all the kedusha and bracha that is available to us on this very special day of the year. I would like to discuss one of the important lessons that we learn from the story of the Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Tezayin comments on the words of Megillah's Esther, Divrei Shalom ve'emes, Shamegillah tzricha sirtut kamitata shel Torah, meaning that the text of the Megillah must have sirtut. Sirtut is a thin stitching that is sewn into the parchment on every line in the Megillah, just as it is done on a Sefer Torah. Megillah's Esther is the only Sefer in Tanakh outside of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah that requires sirtut on every line. What is so special about the text of the Megillah that it is compared to the Torah with regard to this halacha, as opposed to all other books in Tanakh which don't require this stringency? Another difficult point is found in the Gemara Yerushalmi on Maseches Megillah, Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. There is a difference of opinion there between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that all Nevi'im and Ksuvim in the future will become Batel, except for the five books of the Torah. The other opinion, Reish Lakish, holds that in addition to the Torah, also Megillas Esther will not be nullified in the future. Obviously, this source also requires explanation. What characteristic of the Megillah warrants the distinction of not becoming nullified in the future? Also, the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halach Yudches, writes that in this argument, we paskin like Reish Lakish, that the Megillah will not become nullified. And in addition, the Rambam says that even though all memories of Tzaros that happened to Bnei Yisrael will be forgotten in the future, the days of Purim, in spite of the Tzaros and fear that surrounded those days, will not be forgotten. As it says in the Megillah, V'yemei ha-Purim ha-ele lo ya'avru mitoch ha-Yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizar'am. This halacha in the Rambam, which sets Purim aside from the other Chagim, is very unclear. What is it about Purim that makes it indispensable, as opposed to other important dates relating to the history of the Jewish people? To answer all three of these questions, I would like to cite an explanation from the Maharal of Prague, from his sefer called Or Chadash on Purim. The Maharal explains that Sirtut, which is required for the Megillah and the Torah, is in order to make sure that all the lines are perfectly straight. This is done not only for the physical appearance of the writing, but also for its symbolic significance. The Maharal explains that the word Yashar is the same as Yosher, meaning something which is just and proper, Midas Hadin, as opposed to something which is done out of pity and compassion, known as Lifnimashur Sadin, above the call of duty, or Midas HaRachamim. The Torah, which is the Chotemet, the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Emes, because it is the absolute truth, where everything in the Torah must be exactly the way that it is, because that is the Derech HaYashar, the proper and befitting way in the eyes, Kivyachol, of Hashem. In fact, there is a halacha which forbids attributing mitzvos in the Torah to Hashem's compassion. In contrast, the Nevi'im and Ksuvim are full of stories of the history of the Jews where Bnei Yisrael behaved improperly and deserved to be punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But due to Hashem's abundant love and compassion for Bnei Yisrael, He acted in a fashion that was beyond the call of duty and protected Bnei Yisrael from its enemies. The story of Purim is one which embodies Midas HaYosher, or Midas HaDin, just like the Torah. Bnei Yisrael, the chosen people of Hashem, faced the threat of being completely annihilated by Haman, and called out to Hashem for help and salvation. In this situation of the cruel and evil Haman from the nation of Amalek, who is threatening the existence of Klal Yisrael, who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children that accepted the Torah at Har Sinai, which is Hashem's masterwork, it is only right and befitting that they be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why only Megillas Esther requires sirtut like the Torah, and not the other Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Only the Torah and Megillas Esther embody this ultimate level of Yosher, Midas Hadin, which represents the true and just will of Hashem. The Maharal expands this concept by explaining that something which is completely straight has no end, meaning that it is infinite. It is for this reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate with regard to Midas HaYosher and His Torah, have no boundaries. The Torah requires Sirtut because it represents complete Yosher, and subsequently has infinite value and can never be batel in any way. Similarly, Megillas Esther requires Sirtut, as we explained earlier, because it too embodies Midas HaYosher. Therefore, it is befitting that Purim, which is a celebration of the great salvation from evil that stemmed from Midas Hadin and Yosher and not out of compassion, will never become nullified. That which is true Yosher is infinite. And therefore, even when all other Chagim will be batel, Purim and its Megillah will continue to be a part of Jewish life. In conclusion, the Pasuk in Bishalach says, Vayomer ki yad al kes ya milchama l'Hashem b'amalek midor dor, on which Rashi comments that the word kes is from the word kise, and the word ya is from Hashem's name. However, they are written incomplete to show that until Amalek is totally removed from the world, the kise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol and his shame are not complete. It is my hope and my tefillah that through strengthening our avodas Hashem and through our tefillos, that Hashem will remove all forces of evil from Bnei Israel, and that his kise and his name will be shalim with the coming of the Mashiach, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.